On a Sunday afternoon, Wrangell's new carving facility is full of people quietly working on their sewing projects. They're hand-sewing sea otter skins to make hats, mittens, headbands, pillows, and capes. Arthur Larson is sewing a bomber hat, which will have flaps that come down to cover his ears.
And it's my first time in a class, and it's a really good experience.
Larson says he and his daughter, who's stitching together a purse, are learning to sew hides for the first time.
We're going to get our own sea otters and kind of start our own business sewing and stuff. But it's a lot of fun. My daughter's a really fast sewer, and she's way ahead of me.
The Larsons are participating in the first class held at the carving facility, which was completed in the fall. The Wrangell Cooperative Association wants the facility to help local residents become master crafters. For this class, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute brought Yakutat-based artist Jeremiah James to Wrangell.
We're basically going over stretching a sea otter hide, sewing things out of it, making patterns, utilizing all the hide, where to match things, what not to do. There's people in here that have sewn before and some that haven't sewn.
SHI provided otter skins that were bought from hunters in Southeast. Coastal residents who are at least 1/4 Alaska Native are allowed to hunt otters, and they can only sell pelts to non-natives if they're significantly altered. James says he was in Wrangell last year to teach hide sewing, but the class was in a smaller building. The new carving facility enabled James to teach a 19-person class.
But it's a great, great facility. It's well lighted, which is key for what we're doing.
Class participant Arthur Larson says more classes are planned.
There'll be red cedar bark weaving classes, hopefully coming down in the future here, because we have this beautiful carving facility and it's finished, and we're just happy to be here and using this facility because that's what it's for.
Building the carving facility was the second step in the Wrangell Cooperative Association's three-phase plan for cultural development. The first was the restoration of the Chief Shakes Tribal House, and the next is the recarving of 8 totem poles. That will take place inside the carving facility. The WCA is planning a celebration for the carving facility later this year. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Katarina Sestarek.